I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. I'm at HIMSS 26 today, speaking with Greg Sieg, who is CISO for the University of Michigan Regional Health Network, where he leads the Information Assurance Department for the University of Michigan Health West and the University of Michigan Health Sparrow. So, Greg, for starters, tell us a little bit about your organization. For those who might not be familiar with the University of Michigan Regional Health Network.
University of Michigan Regional Health Network comprises of two hospital systems, as we mentioned, HealthWest in Grand Rapids and Sparrow in Lansing. We service anywhere from rural communities up to urban healthcare, anywhere from inpatient, outpatient, ambulatory care, pretty much the full gamut.
So now, Greg, you were here at HIMSS speaking about challenges that small and rural healthcare organizations face. What sorts of cyber challenges do you see these rural and smaller entities, including your own, facing?
Yeah, so cyber challenges, we're getting attacked on a daily basis here, the thing is that the threat actors have to be right once. We have to be right every time at the end of the day. And, that makes kind of an unfair advantage, if you will, that we're dealing with. And on the rural side, the funding's just not there to bring in all the tools and have the resources available to look at these at a daily basis. You're dealing with, do you replace an MRI machine or do you increase your EDR or your cybersecurity footprint? And most of the day, the MRI machine is going to win out. We're here to serve the patients and the patient care of the community. And if we put everything into cyber, we can't fund our MRIs and our other devices to help that mission of the overall organization. So it's a balance that we have to deal with from day to day to make sure that we're making the right decisions. And like I said, we got to make those right decisions every time. So we do that typically by trying to layer our security so that any holes that get missed are picked up within those layers, such as, as referred to often as the Swiss cheese model. But trying to keep that all together and making sure that as we're doing this, we're balancing, what the priority of our organization is, which is that patient care.
So are there any promising or realistic ways that you see on the horizon, either, with government programs or industry programs or other sorts of initiatives that could help address some of these challenges when it comes to funding and resources and, building up that bench strength that, the rural community needs when it comes to the healthcare cyber workforce?
Yeah, absolutely. There's several programs out there right now, grant programs and other initiatives that I think are really helping, that strategy. The problem that we're seeing right now is the ability for the rural facilities to be able to take that information and move forward with it. A lot of times when we think of rural health, we think of critical access care hospitals and systems that, still probably have an IT department and whatnot, but what a lot of people don't think about is the long-term care facilities, the dental offices, the, all these other services that are out there that might just be a single practice, and don't have those types of resources. Many times in a physician office, it's a physician doing their own IT, and they don't have those cyber resources or that understanding. So when a grant comes out, say from the government or from Microsoft or whatnot to do that work, they don't know where to start with that grant. They just know that, they're there to take care of a patient, and that's what they need to do, and that they need to make sure they do it safely. So I think right now one of the gaps I see is how can we bring these grants together and then, disseminate these through. We've seen a little bit of work in Michigan with different groups. The Michigan Healthcare Association just recently started a cybersecurity initiative with a group to try to bring some of these initiatives to these rural healthcare facilities. And I think there's some promise there, but we've got a lot of work to do in this area still.
As far as your own organization, how are you trying to, stretch your resources?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the name of the game with cyber. Unfortunately, is you know, we're competing off of a small budget of IT resources, which are also being stretched at the end of the day. So we're doing that by you know, in areas that we can, trying to bring maybe not the best of breed, but the best of, but utilizing systems that have multiple different security functions within them that maybe we can get a little better bang for our buck, more or less. So we're looking at where we can bring in maybe the best of suite versus the best of breed. That gives us a lot better bang for our buck, and still lets us increase our security footprint, you know, across the board.
As a CISO in a, you know, smaller rural area, what keeps you up at night most right now?
There's a lot of things that keep me up at night, you know, I think just like anything else, we always find ways to recover. You know, AI is the one that gets kind of constantly brought out there. You know, I look at it and go, what can we utilize AI to help us? We've seen a lot of good work within SOCs and within EDRs and some of those systems of utilizing AI to really strengthen our cybersecurity. So, you know, essentially right now it's the battle of AI and staying on top of it. I look at it as a challenge of making sure that we're utilizing it properly internally, but also where can we utilize it from a cybersecurity standpoint to help battle that out. So that's probably the big thing right now, but I look at that as just another challenge that we face. And, you know, that's the thing with cybersecurity is just like technology, we're ever changing. So, you know, Every other week, there's something that new that keeps me up.
In terms of AI, are you using it at all for cyber issues right now?
Yeah, we're definitely integrating it in. I think it's hard to find a product right now that doesn't tout, you know, AI within it. So we're definitely utilizing systems to, you know, help look at algorithms, help look at different attack vectors, and to help pull those out and help our staff, you know, recognize those faster.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. I've been speaking to Greg Sieg. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.